I read until midnight and finished the biography, moved to tears by what he went through. The extraordinary fact of his enduring all that early time, the chicanery and pretentiousness of most of those people, and coming to be what he is. Or was it then always dormant, slowly growing like a delicate plant in him, until he was ripe? It was midnight when I finished, and I realized it was almost exactly 80 years since that child was born in the puja room of the small house in Madnapale. The story, or perhaps Mary's telling of it all, makes it very close, not long ago. Nitya seems someone I know, not then but now. It's an odd sense of knowing him, as if from very deep in the subconscious. What moves me most as I write this is, quote, that boy's, unquote, K's tremendous optimism, enthusiasm. At 80 now, he shines with it, even more than when he was quite young. But then he has always been, and is, more than ever, younger than anyone, young in a radiant way.